Hello?
Yes, hi, good evening. My name is Katie, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, if you're okay with that.
We're too old to have an opinion. Yes, we are. We're way too old to have an opinion, because people don't believe old people anymore, so we just don't give our opinion out anymore.
Oh, no, no, not at all. We really like to hear your opinion in this survey, if you're okay with that.
We're gonna vote Republican.
Not Republican. Okay.
Yeah, we vote Republican.
Okay. Well, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, or media?
I told you we're old. We're old. We're retired. We're tired. Okay. We're retired and tired.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. And you said that your political party is Republican, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you're definitely going to vote?
Absolutely. Straight ticket. All Republican.
Okay. Thank you. And you said that what is your age?
75.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
No, I think they're fine.
Okay, thank you.
I think it's fine. Yeah.
Okay. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Would you say cultural issues like standing up against work policies such as DEI and transgender rights, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, economic issues like taxes and government spending?
All of the above.
Okay, thank
Concerned
you.
About all that stuff.
Okay, thank you. And between all of them?
Except for gender. There's only two genders. There's male and there's female. That's all. There are no other things.
Okay.
The rest are dogs.
Okay. And in between all of the others, which one are most important to you and your family? Would you say economic issues like taxes and government spending, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C.?
Absolutely. That's it. You got it.
Okay.
Drain the swamp with Donald Trump, yes.
Okay, thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Mark Levine, would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Don't know it.
Okay, thank you. David Jordan?
Don't know the name.
Okay. Mark Jordan?
Don't know the name.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
Yes, favorable.
Okay. Would you say very favorable or something?
Very, very, very.
Okay, thank you. And Nan Cobb?
And what?
Nan Cobb?
No, don't know that.
Okay. A.D. Owens?
Don't know him.
Okay. Keith Farner?
Don't know him.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Yep. Favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. Anthony Sabatini?
I just know the name. That's it.
Okay. Would you say no opinion or never heard of?
No opinion. I know I've heard of him, but I don't have an opinion.
Okay. And Kerry Baker?
I know the name. That's all. No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nenkov, Adi Owens, Mike Levine, or Keith Farnham?
Whoever's a Republican.
Okay. Would you say a name from them?
I don't know the names. I vote ticket now. I vote straight ticket now. Never used to, but I do now.
Okay. Thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Would you say Nenkov, Adi Owens, Mike Levine, or Keith Farnham?
Again, I don't know them personally. I don't know them. All I know is that if they're Republican, I vote for them.
Okay, thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed much.
Okay. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Or bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
That's right. And we need time limits. They need time limits. If that's not one of your questions, it should be. Time limits on the senators and congressmen need time limits. What the hell is this? All their life they're there.
50 years.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
Okay. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him.
I'm voting for Donald Trump. That's him. Okay. Simple. Plain. I'm voting for Donald Trump.
And your wife is.
And my wife is.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, let's see. So I will tell you the last one. Let's see. Joe Biden's debate performance proves that what we knew all along, he has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden
he hasn't been doing anything.
Himself. Uh-huh. And
he should be ashamed of himself, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate, so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan
absolutely.
Has been censored by the
local
appraiser. Okay, thank you. Okay. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate as well. Okay, so a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance company who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premium, would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
I'm against it.
Okay, so that would say much less likely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to go. I can't talk any longer. I have to go somewhere. I just realized it's getting late. I have to go.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because we're almost
Thank
complete.
You. Okay. I've got to go. Got to run.
Oh, okay.
Remember,
okay,
just
okay.
Write down Republican, Republican, Republican.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Houston.
45 cobra.